It's time for our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party's Simon Court.
Last week, the government announced a proposal to replace NCEA with an alternative educational curriculum. NCEA, which has been in place since 2002, has received mixed responses. In announcing the move, Education Minister Erica Stanford says that due to the flexibility of NCEA, this has come at a cost for young people to develop critical thinking skills and knowledge for future pathways. The proposed changes include replacing NCEA Level 1 with a foundational test, solely focusing on numeracy and literacy, replacing NCEA Level 2 and 3 with two new qualifications, requiring students to take five subjects, and having to pass at least four to obtain a certificate. This move is not without its criticisms and concerns, however. For example, many teachers have told RNZ that the changes, which are set to be phased in from next year, are too swift, with teachers saying they will need additional support during the transition process. For our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party's Simon Court, I spoke to him about potentially moving away from NCEA. Why are we moving away from NCEA?
Well, in the early 2000s, when NCEA was introduced, New Zealand was often in the top five of the international PISA results for student achievement, tested at age 15. Today, we're 23rd for maths. And in each subject, today's students are about a year behind where the same cohort of students were at the start of the century. And that's because NCEA was driven by an ideology that says competition and excellence are bad, and every student should create their own academic adventure. And it's actually meant that diligent students who do work hard and choose robust standards and apply themselves, they do well. But because there are other easier options to achieve NCEA, it means that passing these easy subjects, while you might get the qualification, turns out to be completely unhelpful in real life. And that's why the government is refocusing the secondary education system on excellence and achievement.
One proposed change is to mark clearly out of 100 with grades that make sense to parents such as A, B, C, D and E. Is A for achieved, M for merit and E for excellence that tricky for parents to understand?
It's not just that it's tricky to understand, because if we think about what we're trying to demonstrate to, say, tertiary sector, you know, if you want to go and apply for a course and you know, where there is restricted entry, you're going to need a certain grade, or an employer who wants to know, is this young person actually suitable to come into my business and take on a responsible role? Now, I'll give you a couple of examples. I was speaking to a former tutor at Victoria University of Wellington recently, and he told me that many first-year students have no idea how to structure a sentence, assemble a paragraph, and therefore make coherent arguments in a paper. And, you know, I would contend that if a first-year student can't set out their thinking about a problem in a structured and coherent manner, then they have been poorly prepared by the school system for tertiary education. I've also heard many complaints from employers that I've met who've said not only do they not understand what these NCEA terms mean and whether an achieved or a merit or an excellence in any topic actually reflects what the student or what the graduate is capable of, it means that, you know, they really can't trust them with responsibility, which means they're much more reluctant to hire them. We have to solve this problem of the credibility of the NCEA system, and we have to make sure we transfer real knowledge from people with the knowledge to young people. That's the only way we're going to recover New Zealand's position as a high productivity and hopefully a high income country.
A lot of NCEA students say that the jump from NCEA Level 1 to NCEA Level 2 is quite a big step up. NCEA Level 1 will potentially be changed to a foundational skills award that will solely focus on literacy and numeracy. With what is proposed to replace NCEA Level 2, how will the party ensure that the step up does not leave students behind?
Well, you make a good point that foundational literacy and numeracy is really important, because no matter what subjects or careers people choose to pursue, having those foundation skills mean they can operate in the workforce or they can achieve in tertiary education. The difference between foundation and then what you go on to specialise in, look, I mean, that was my experience of the secondary education system, that there were some core subjects that you took at level one or year 11, and then in year 12 and 13 you specialised more in, say, you know, mathematics or business and commerce or arts or history, for example. And so, look, that sounds like business as usual to me and the government's intention. It's not just the ACT Party that supports this, it's a government policy, is that that no matter where students go to school, that they get a universal test and that their outcomes can be judged against a nationally agreed set of standards. And so that's going to be really helpful to identify where schools are failing to deliver and where students need more help.
Although consultations into the proposal are ongoing, have any secondary staff been engaged prior to the government's announcement?
There was a specialist group that the Education Minister, Erica Stanford, engaged with over quite a considerable period of time that the proposals were refined with. Unfortunately, that didn't include the Labor opposition education spokesperson, Willow Jean Prime, who, despite being invited to engage with the group, ignored and then refused to attend. So I'm confident that the government has engaged with those who will be tasked with delivering the system, that is the teachers and principals who will be expected to work with the new standards.
Speaking more to secondary school staff, a lot of teachers have told RNZ that the suggested timeline of introducing the new curriculum or the proposed new curriculum was incredibly tight and that they would require a lot of support. How would the ACT Party and maybe even the wider government propose supporting this potential move from NCA to teachers?
Well, teachers are right. It is tight. But unfortunately, we've reached a very, very low point and we need to turn this around really quickly. Look, I think the Education Minister, through this consultation phase, the public consultation phase, is going to be looking for the feedback on exactly the kind of support that's going to be necessary. There's no doubt that for a lot of teachers who've graduated teaching college in the past 20 years and who've been teaching to NCEA standards, that they're going to have to step up and they're going to have to be prepared to deliver a much higher quality product in order to meet students' needs. So look, that's definitely on the horizon, but I'm not over the detail of what decisions have been made about that level of support, but it's definitely going to be necessary.
And what are you expecting we will see regarding the consultation process?
Well, it's a fairly standard time frame, 6 weeks, which is typical for regulation or new legislation that's being passed. That should be sufficient time, more than sufficient really, for those who are really engaged with education outcomes to make their views on the proposal known. And that will also feed into the final design of the system and its implementation and transition phase, which, you know, as many teachers have pointed out, is really, really important so that we can get it right.
That was the ACT Party's Simon Court on the proposed overhaul of NCEA.
That was Simon Court from the ACT Party.